I felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. And no matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. Watch my dreams get broken, in you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking, and I am not alone. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all, you will remain over it all. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all, you will remain over it all. On the mountains, I will bow my life. In the valley, I will lift my eyes. Oh, on the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, hills and valleys, and I am not alone.
DSN, The Matrix Studios Network.
Welcome. Welcome to the Praise Radio Show. I am your host, Mandy D. Robeson, and to my left, we have the beautiful Miss Joy.
Greetings, greetings.
And to my right, we have the wonderful and handsome Richard C. AKA Uncle Rich.
Uncle Rich.
Yeah, boy.
Wow. You took that way back. I don't know. Wow, I'm confused.
Jesus did it all.
I'm confused. Thank you for joining us. Today is the New York City Marathon, so it was really interesting just getting here. Hopefully our guest will make it today. We're supposed to have Kevin Pryor from 950 Lounge. He actually is also part of this network, so he's supposed to come and share his testimony with us, so hopefully he will make it. Mm-hmm. And we shall carry forth.
Carry forth.
We shall carry forth. Yes. Did you see them running?
Yes. I saw the people. I even saw the winners. The lady who
you
won.
Did? How?
It was one of the on TV.
Oh, forget about it. You're cheating. I meant, did you see them?
When I was coming here, I saw them, and they was in a bunch. They were running. But these are the people that take, you know, like 3-4 hours. I want to run one day.
When I was coming here, there was a man running in front of my car.
Really?
And I just kept saying, is he serious? Like, he cannot be serious. A bright green jacket just in front of my car.
With the long jacket?
Wow. No, it was like a short jacket with some...
They're the workers. That was one of the workers.
No.
They all had on green. Lime green.
In my way like that? Just running in the street?
He was guiding you.
Why?
He was guiding you.
No, that
I took pictures of them.
Did you?
Running.
Really?
I did. So you saw the green people in the green jackets?
The green people? No. I didn't say his face was green.
He just said that was not...
I didn't say...
That was a helper.
He was. They had on green jackets with hoods.
He didn't have on a hood, but he was sure enough
running
my car down.
Did he see you?
No, he was going forward.
Yeah.
I'm sure he heard me, though.
No, maybe he was running from you. He's like, oh, that car going to get me.
Please tell me he didn't honk him.
I didn't. Okay. I did not honk him because I was just like, I just kept saying to myself, is he serious? Like, I know he hears my car. So I was like, all right, patience. Let him have his moment.
Hallelujah.
Let him just run on in front of me.
That was the
I want to do like the cartoon. You
What's
remember
that?
The cartoon when they used to be running in the marathon? And then, was it Bugs Bunny? They would jump, they would be running, and then they would go catch cab.
That was in real life. That wasn't on a cartoon. That was in real life.
They would catch a cab and go towards the end, and they jump out the cab and be huffing and puffing like they ran the whole race.
Spray water on
themselves. Yeah.
A lady actually did
totally
that.
Totally do that one day.
Actually did that. It was in the news, yeah.
Are you serious?
A couple years ago. No, you never heard about it?
There was one person that took the train. I would never do that, people.
There was one person that took the train. Wait a minute.
What?
The lady. Wait a minute.
It was
that same lady.
I felt
Let me see. Wait, let me see. Put your heel like this. 1 minute. Oh, there you go.
It wasn't me. You know why?
Oh,
I'm trying to get into heaven. And I would have been lying.
Oh, so by taking the cab, you can't get to heaven?
Not if I'm cheating in a marathon.
Lord, forgive me, for thou have cheated.
Okay, so like in my head, you know, in the book of life, if your name is there, then there are like, you know, if you do certain things like this, check marks. And I'm trying to get some of those check marks erased.
Oh.
So I'm going to need you not to be, you know, up
so
in here.
So kindergarten only has the stars. And the book of life has the checks.
In my head.
Oh,
don't be
acting.
I don't want to be in your head. Take away from the word. Yeah. So I'm not adding or taking away. I'm saying in my head, my name is there. But there's some check marks that must be removed.
From your head?
Yes.
Okay.
From the book in my head.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be right back. Oh, it's not commercial yet.
We are. We get ready to take a break. We are going to take a break. So, is this our new artist? This is a new artist, Vincent Rutley, singing Miracle. This is his testimony. So please check it out, and we'll talk about it more when we return.
We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. You got the Praise Radio Show.
There's no dial.
There's no dial.
I thought you said no doubt.
I could just touch the hem of his garment, will I be made whole? And if I can just shout, Lord, please have mercy on me, will I be like the man on the side of the road? I don't wanna be another person in the crowd, asking for a handout. But I've gotta reach the Father somehow. Yes.
I am.
If I could just touch,
oh God,
the hem of his garments, will I be made whole? If I could just
back. So that was Miracle, and let me tell you, definitely he is a walking miracle. I had the pleasure and the honor to speak with this young man, and he shared his testimony. I'm not going to go into it because I would like to have him as a guest on the show, but pretty much what you saw in the video, that was his testimony. He was in a car accident. And just the fact, you know, you saw how bad the accident was from the video. Just the mere fact that he is still here today is a blessing in itself. But it's so much more to his story that I cannot wait for him to be on the show. So I'm looking forward to that. But I love the song. I told him as soon as I heard the song, like, I was in the house playing it and singing the song as if, you know, I had heard it before. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing some background vocals and stuff. Mm. You was by yourself. I just met him, you know, so I'm not going to ask why I wasn't, you know, part of any of this. But it's okay. I'm going to let him have his moment. But the, you know, just throwing it out there. Next video, I'm just saying, call her sister. Notes? That's all. I don't know. She likes to take notes and stuff.
Don't read that out loud.
Okay. So, he is definitely a blessing. I can't wait till he is on the show.
I just want you to know you just got me a check next to my name. in heaven. That's all I want you to know.
I'm trying to get the checks off my name. And I think you just Joy got me just one. Mentally got me another one right next to my name. But like I said, I can't wait. We're definitely going to have him call in. He is in Texas.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes, and it's so funny because he reached out to me on Instagram, and when he reached out to me, it had to be like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I was like, oh, somebody's sending me a message, and
you
I responded.
You were getting ready to go to sleep?
Yeah.
3 in the morning. Mm.
She said, I don't sleep at all. So I responded to the message, and then, you know, I'm like, well, where are you from? Because I'm wondering, is it 3 o'clock in the morning there? And he told me he was in Texas. So I said, oh. I said, well, we're in New York. As you see, we don't sleep.
No, we do. Some of us do.
No, the city never sleeps.
Oh, well, I don't either.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Obviously, I'm a part of the city.
I don't care what time you text her. She is going to respond.
Wow.
Is this true?
It's very.
I'm sleeping, so.
Yes.
You won't get one from me.
Okay. So our guest is not going to make it, unfortunately. He just texted. He's having a problem getting through all that wonderful traffic, and the parking is crazy out there. But it's okay. We hopefully will be able to have him on another day that he can join us.
Yes.
But one of the things, it's so funny. It would have been perfect for him to be on the show today between the video and the guest that was supposed to be on the show, Kevin Pryor, just, you know, hearing their testimonies and just talking about miracles and healing. And one of the things that I've been wondering lately, like, I know there are some individuals that are far extreme one way or the other, but if you believe in miracles, if you believe that God is still in the business of healing, then do you believe that it's still necessary to see doctors or take medication or see psychiatrists? Like, do you think all of that is necessary? And if you do go to the doctor or any, you know, take any medication or anything, is that not having faith? What are your thoughts? Wow,
I can't hear them. When I read this on that paper, I said, here we go.
What?
Here we go.
Why? Where are we going?
I don't believe that has anything to do with you not having faith.
Okay.
God has created everything and everybody.
Amen.
And those who are anointed and appointed to do what they do, we have to realize that us in the faith, the medicine and all of that is just corresponding action to believing what Christ has already done. Done. Okay, I know you're teaching. Done. Okay.
You're going to just keep saying that.
No, because she gave me that look like...
I'm just trying to understand what you just said. Just come on with it.
Yeah. So, you know, one time somebody was asked, do you believe in miracles? And they said no. And then the answer was, well, you will when you need one. And, you know, God is a miracle worker. He's in the business. But we got to remember that God is... His word says that we were healed. That means we're already healed. That because we're in this world and we have an earthly body, even though we're spirit beings, you know, that's what all the doctoring and the medication and all of that is applied to. But the truth of the matter is that we're already healed. We have to believe it through the word, you know, the word of God.
That's my student.
Because of its spirit.
I'm sorry.
Will heal
that's
you.
That's my student.
That was your student just walked by.
Wait, that's so funny because we're in the studio and a child just walked by and it happens
getting
to be her.
Getting her hair done.
Amen.
Hey, no, she didn't just walk by. She looked at Joy and ran by.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, never
back
say that
to
word,
what
sir.
Was saying. Sorry.
You apologize.
But no, I agree with you. Like I said, there are some people that have thoughts, you know, that are far extreme. You do have those that believe that they're not supposed to receive any medical attention, like just let things happen naturally. That's
right.
The way it's supposed to be. You have those that believe that it's okay to go to a doctor or, you know, to do whatever it is that you need. And then you have those that, while they believe that, you have some that feel like God is still in the healing business. Mm-hmm. And you have those that feel like he is not, as, you know, I shared recent with my daughter's school. I feel everybody's journey is different, first and foremost. And I feel that, you know, of course, like those individuals, just like anybody else, you know, can be used by God. So you may have some people that God will heal And maybe it's not necessary for them to go any further with that because they receive their healing, if you understand what I'm saying. And you have some, like, their healing is a process, so they may have to go and see a doctor or take this medication until God does it. I don't think it's not having faith either, because, again, I think it depends on the person, the situation, and what they are hearing from God in terms of what they're supposed to do. So I don't think it's a matter of not having faith. I think God put certain people here with certain gifts and talents.
Well, you have to have faith in everything. You have to have faith in we all have faith when we walked in here, because each one of us sat on these stools and didn't look to see if there was a screw missing.
I did.
You did? Oh, I thought you fell. My bad. Why? I thought you
psych,
fell.
Psych, yeah. Psych your mind.
You know, so there's all kind of faith. I mean, whether it be, you know, negative or positive faith, you know, you believe in something and you're trusting in something. And believing in God, the most important thing is faith in His word. That's the key to God is faith, you know, trusting, believing, and knowing that what His word said, what His promises are, will manifest itself. And healing is one of them, you know. But in the process, He's anointed and appointed people to be doctors and lawyers and nurses and things of that nature, you know. So, and like I said before, it's just, you know, the real healing is God. The medicine and all is just the action that we take as far as being here on earth.
Well, I have something I want to share, but we're going to take a break real quick, trying to stay with the time. So
maybe
we're going to
we
hear
back,
from...
I can say something.
Yes, you absolutely can. We're going to hear
maybe
Where I Go by Dan...
You're going to talk about the screw in the chair?
What? Dan Bremnes.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. You've at the Praise Radio Show.
And I fought through the dust and the shadows. Oh, you never left my side, never left my side, no. And I stood at the top of the world. I swam through the depths of my soul. No matter what I find, no matter what I find, oh. Drought or famine, high and low, wherever I go. Strength in the desert. Oh, you defend my soul. You defend my soul. No height, no depth, no grave. Nothing on earth can keep you away. Oh, you're my only hope. You're my only hope. Life and death, this truth I know. Wherever I go. I'm safe. wherever I go.
Welcome back to the Praise Radio Show, the award-winning Praise Radio Show.
Yeah,
all right. I love when it's our commercial. Yeah. Is it? Did you go see it yet? Is it?
I haven't. My friend's aunt. I was speaking to them yesterday, and she said she saw it.
Oh man, we're in the movie theaters, y'all. Our commercial, the Praise Radio Show commercial, is in the movie theaters. It's at the. The
Magic Johnson
Theater on 125th Street.
Know where we at?
No, I was going to say all of them. No, I was going to say all of them. And we also have a new intro that we've been playing when it plays.
Let's go back to what Miss Joy was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just not going to have to talk to you if I have to. Just not going to have to do it.
Okay. So your topic, your serious topic before we just... went wherever we went. Well, you were talking about faith.
Yes.
And you were talking about still going to doctors and stuff of that nature. And when I saw that on the paper, I said, here we go with these topics that, man.
We don't go deep topics.
Because
too
I feel
often.
Like this is sticky. It's like a sticky situation because I don't know everything about God. I know in part. I understand in part. Like everything that I do that comes that has to do with who God is, I'm not one of those deep people that say I know him and I know that I know. Because I do not. And I'm one that continues to confess out of my mouth that I am in need of a savior. So I just wanted to go back to 99, and I feel like in 1999, I had to have emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. And to me, I almost died, to me. Okay. But I feel like God was in control of the whole situation. But you could not have told me that I didn't have faith, because my faith was what was telling me don't go to the hospital. My faith was what was telling me it's going to be all right. My faith is what still had me going to church and saying, okay, God is going to heal me when I am in church. And lo and behold, when I finally did break down and get to the hospital with my husband, they said, you had 10 more minutes, ma'am, and I was bleeding internally. So the pain that I was in, I was bleeding on the inside, and when they said you had 10 more minutes, so you would have bled to death, to me, it was like, wait a minute, what? Like, my faith, to me, was saying, God is a healer, and if something is wrong, he can heal me. I don't need to go to the emergency room. But then I ended up having emergency surgery, walking around with that mindset. So I feel like God showed me for myself. I can't speak for nobody else because some people get miracles like that.
Right.
He didn't do it for me like that. I don't know why he didn't do it for me like that. I would have preferred. I got a nice big scar. I don't even like it. I don't even want this scar. But this is, you know, the cards he dealt me or he gave me. But I didn't die. You know, like he made sure that the doctor was there. He made sure, and his name was Dr. Sconzo. Shout out to Dr. Sconzo. He saved my life with God's
help.
Amen.
Thank you.
But he was there to do the surgery. And it could have been somebody on call. I didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
And then even people that go on medication, it's no guarantee that the medication has to work. So when when you do go on medication and it does work, I still look at that as that's God's hand in the midst of that, because it didn't have to work. You could have tried that high blood pressure medicine
and it didn't work.
Or you could have tried that stuff for diabetes. But I feel like this is a very sticky topic because some people want to know, well, why did my mom pass away from cancer? Or why wasn't this one healed on contact? Or why did somebody, you know, have to go through X, Y, and Z? And I don't feel like I'm an expert to speak on that, but I know for a fact that God showed me that, yes, you can have faith, but you may still, he may want to take you a different course.
Right.
It may not be that instant miracle of, you know, healing. I feel like my dad is basically blind, you know, like he can see out one of his eyes, but the vision is not that great. But we've been praying forever, you know, like heal him. And, you know, in this instance in the Bible, like I remember having the faith to say, okay, God, put the mud on his eyes and heal him like you did in the Bible. You know, but, you know, he's had a number of surgeries and he still has eyesight and he has a positive attitude about it all. Like he could be angry, but he's not. And I think that that's awesome. And he doesn't question, well, God, why didn't you heal me or why didn't you? It's called legally blind, right? And he might be listening, then he might get mad and say, I'm not blind. I'm legally blind. Okay, Daddy, if you're listening, shout out to my father. Anywho, but like God hasn't healed him like we would have wanted him to be healed.
Absolutely.
But he can still see, you know? So I don't know.
And that's the thing. I feel like healing comes manifests in different ways. And again, it goes back to your journey is individual and it's your own. So I do agree with you that for one person, that healing may be instant because that also has to deal with whatever it is God has for them on this path. It could be instant for them. For someone else, maybe that's not the case because whatever God has for them on their path, they have to go through a certain process to get where he needs them to be. I know when I was engaged before and he passed away from cancer, one of his friends who was very angry and he was like, you know, how can you talk about God and believe in? And I wasn't even saved at this time. And he's like, how can you talk about God and believe in a God when he took our best friend? And he became extremely angry. And I was like, but I'm not mad because me and him had a conversation about what we felt our purpose was. And he said he felt his purpose was to be a blessing to others and to encourage them and to talk to them. And as he's talking to me, I was like, uh-oh. Because everything he was saying, he did. And he was doing that in the hospital. Like while he was in the hospital and told he only had 6 months to live, but he was going around to other people's room telling them that they were going to live and that their husbands or their wives or their kids were going to be okay. And I was sitting there like, how are you telling everybody else they're going to be okay? Like who? Forget all of them. Who cares? I want you to be okay. But like you said, that was not the hand that was dealt. We both had two different paths. It was fine. He died within that 6 month period. And I felt guilty for a while for being here, suffered depression for a whole year, which leads me to something else I wanted to say in a minute. But that, like you said, was not what was in the cards for us and for our individual journeys. But I still feel there was miracles in that because other people were blessed by him. We did stuff in that room. Like we prayed and did stuff none of us were taught to do that I learned to do after I got saved. Reading the Bible and learning from, you know, pastors. And I'm sitting here like, wow, we didn't even know to do that stuff, but we did it. And I feel like God led us to do those things. And he got saved before he left here. And when we were in church that day, neither one of us understood what was going on. He was very clear in telling me something led him to go up there. And I didn't understand that. I'm like, I was mad because we did everything together. Like, you just left me here with all these people. He was in the same church. He just went to the front. I was like, you just left me here? And he said, one day you'll understand. I cannot explain it. Something made me go up there. He died 2 months later. And that day, he wasn't able to get back to a church because his legs became so heavy with fluid. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do nothing. And physically, I couldn't get him there. So I feel like that in itself was a miracle because God knew, like, you're about to come home and you have to come to me a certain way. And he gave him that opportunity, which I feel we all have an opportunity in our lives, again, in different ways, and he took it. And for me, yeah, I would have wanted him to stay, but other doors were open, I feel like, was my miracle. For me, I wanted to know even more about God, and I wanted to know what made him go up there, and I wanted to know about salvation at that point. That was my miracle, and my healing came that way. It was a long process, but, you know, it did come.
Well, like Joy, right now, I look at what I'm going through, and what I'm going through, you know, you would say, well, how do you still have faith in God? My mother's been diagnosed with dementia since 1997. She doesn't talk now. She doesn't. She wears a diaper. You know, she got to be fed the whole nine, but she's still here. my sister, who was taking care of her, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And now she was moved to Maryland with her son moved her there. And it's like, I still trust God, because I don't say to God, why me or why them? What I say is, Lord, what are we to get out of this? Because that's what the process is. God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. We don't know what it is. We don't know what, you know, why they have to go through this. You know, we know that, you know, being here on earth, things occur.
Right.
So our job and our assignment is that we're just to trust God in everything, because number one, God don't make mistakes. So we have to know and understand that if we have faith and believe in him, this is not a mistake. So what am I to get out of this? Amen. Why is this should be like this? I believe when my mom's first was discovered with dementia, this was my own idea of why this happened, because her and my brother were so close that when he transitioned, she didn't know anything about it because she didn't have the mindset then. Mm-hmm. You know, so it makes you wonder why certain things happen, but it doesn't take me away from trusting God. And like, one day maybe I will get the answer. One day we will all get the answer. But I look at, I'm on a bereavement team at church, and I see people, you know, going home to be with the Lord. And my thing is, okay, people have to realize that they're transitioning. They're not dead per se. And that's a whole nother topic, because that's about being a spirit being with three-part beings. And when they get sick and all, it's the physical part. Once you give your life to Christ, your spirit is 100% perfect. It's our bodies and our thought, which is our soul, our mind, our intellect, and all that really takes things down to the level of earthly living. But it takes a lot to have faith and continue to believe. It's not an easy process. And anybody that tell you that, they fibbing.
And it's a process sometimes, you know, that go up and down, because you have certain situations where your faith is like up here, especially if you just experienced something awesome. And then you have other days when, you know, it may be a struggle to believe when what you're seeing is totally different. And, you know, we're human. And like you said, this is a topic, you know, it may be a little deep. But I also feel very necessary, because we don't all have the answers, but I think it's important to let each other know we don't all have the answers. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you a pastor. I don't care if you whatever your title is, if you're a lay member, if you're a maintenance worker. None of us are 100% correct when it comes to how any of this works. But I think it's important to talk about, because hearing your testimony, your experience, may be the catalyst for someone else to walk in faith or to receive the healing. You know, hearing my story, hearing your story, the gentleman whose video, there may be someone that went through a similar process. It don't matter how close we go through something, it's still individual with all of us. But hearing your story, I think it's important, because I always go back to saying, like, sometimes you go through stuff and feel like you're the only one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that could lead you down some other scary paths if you feel that way, if you feel all alone. But talking about it and being honest, like, no, we don't all have the answers.
Nope.
And it's okay. It's okay. But it is necessary to have those conversations and, you know, just encourage each other and pray. One other thing I wanted to bring up quick, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, Taraji P. Henson recently did an interview talking about mental health. And I think she started a nonprofit organization. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong or have the wrong person. But I believe she, during one of the interviews, made a comment about prayer. And, you know, she was saying, like, stop telling people to pray. Like, prayer is not what's going to work. You have to go and get help. You have to go see somebody. And I kind of feel like, again, you got to be careful saying that to people, because yes, prayer does work. Prayer does work.
Sure
point
does.
Blank, period. Prayer works.
Sure does.
And I don't think it's nothing wrong with telling someone to pray or praying for them. I do think you have to be clear that God wants you to say certain things to certain people. Everybody can't receive from you, and everybody's not at the same place, and everybody's journey's different. But sometimes I think we say stuff when we have never experienced something, or we experienced and it didn't work for us. It's like we just want to tell the world, well, that don't work. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. For me personally,
I went through, like I said, depression. I mean, I know some people that say that they have been diagnosed with depression personally, and I see them still getting up and going to work. I see them still going to parties. I see them still going to concerts, still enjoying life on different levels. And I can't say that that person's not depressed, don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, when I look at those individuals that could still get up and do certain things, I couldn't do none of that when I was depressed. When I was depressed, I sat in one space, and I did not want to leave that space. And I was determined not to leave that space until God brought me home. Like, every day, I waited for my mother to leave work. I would watch her out the window, turn the corner, because I didn't want to stress her out. And when she turned that corner, I screamed. Like, my day consisted of screaming and crying and crying and screaming all day, every day. I didn't want to go back to work, go back to school. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do nothing. And believe it or not, I was already skinny, so Lord knows I didn't need to be any skinnier. But I didn't want to do nothing but lay there. And let me show you how crazy my mindset was. I was like, okay, I know, you know, people say, you know, they say suicide's wrong, and I know that's not of God, and therefore, I'm not going to take my life, but I'm going to sit here and wait to die. Technically, it was just a slow suicide, because I was real, like I said, I wouldn't eat, drink, water, nothing, nothing. And as time went on, of course, you know, my mother, my family, my support system made sure I did some of the basic and necessary things. But I didn't, you know, my friends thought they were helping by saying, hey, let's go out, let's do this, let's do that. I was miserable, 24 hours a day. One day, 1 year of going through this, 1 year, I was laying on my couch one day, and clearly, for those that think people are crazy when they say they heard from God, and again, I was not in church, I was not saved, nothing. And I heard God's voice very clear tell me that he fulfilled, meaning my fiance at the time, fulfilled his purpose, and that I am still amongst the living, and that it was time for me to get up and live. And I literally got up that day, opened the curtains, opened the shade, opened the window. I swear, like, it looked so much brighter outside than any other day. Like, everything just looked over the top, different and brighter. And that was it. Like, I really felt like that day, my mindset changed. And I'm not here to tell you, like, I've never had moments where I have to, you know, it's not a battle, depending on what I'm going through, but I do know God delivered me that day. I bless God. See, God couldn't take me the route of therapy and all of that because my background was counseling. So when I did, I went to one group before he passed away, and I was sitting there trying to tell the counselor, like, no, that's not how that going, you know. Like, in my mind, I'm already telling, you know, thinking of how the session should go, and I'm already thinking it's not gonna work for me and all of this stuff. So that wasn't the route for me. And unfortunately, I don't know if that prolonged my process or not, but when I got up that day, like I said, I feel like my mind was changed. And when I do have moments of feeling down, sad, I don't show up for my own pity party. I do allow myself to be sad and to grieve if I need to grieve or any of those things. But I constantly have to remind myself in those moments that God delivered me, because I really have a fear that if I dare allow myself to go back that deep, that I may not be able to be pulled out this time. So I said all of that to say prayer does work. From my experience, I lived that moment. I lived that part of my life, and it did work for me. And like Ms. Joy said earlier, for someone else, it don't mean prayer didn't work because you prayed and you're still depressed and you have to go speak to someone. That person may be put in your life for many reasons, right? And not only to pull you out of depression, there may be some other connection that you're not even aware of at this time. So please, prayer does work, but know that your journey is individual and it's your own. And unless God spoke to you directly or has someone give you a message, just certain things in life, you know, just like medicine, something don't work for you, you keep praying, but in the process, you just see what God leads you and you try different things. So I wanted to say that because that really bothered me, listening to different people, you know, co-sign on that. So you said take a high dosage. What? What did I lose? Did I miss something?
No.
You said take a higher dosage? But
it all works. It depends on the individual and how you feel. I mean, if you believe in Christ, and you know, you gotta just go through the process.
And there's so many different ways we can go, right?
Gotta go through the process.
You have to go through the process, but go through.
Don't sit in the rocking chair.
No. And support. Like this, I feel like there's so many people struggling right now with a variety of mental health issues. And, you know, if it's a if you see somebody struggling to get across the street and they got a cast on their leg, you can visually see what's going on with them. So you can ask them, do you need help with your bags, whatever the case is. But when there's something going on in your mind, you battling in your mind, that's something that is not visual all the time.
I mean, and you just got to be. The worst disease I've ever seen in my life. Watching my mom and my sister, I can't even imagine what they're going through. I can't even. I don't even try to filter it, man, because once you just, it's your mind. You just, wow. I don't even know how to explain it.
And even with my mom, sometimes she's, you know, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's also. She's had it for about maybe 15 years now, if not more. She was diagnosed with dementia. I think she had that for like a year prior to being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And someone asked me recent, like, you know, how do you deal with that? Because they're now going through it with a parent. And I was like, honestly, it became the new normal. And once I accepted it as my new normal, like, it was easier to process and get through. Like you said earlier, I prayed. I prayed for a very long time, wanted healing, expected healing. And to my knowledge, healing did not come. It did not come in the way I would like for it to come. Because, you know, I have my ways. So it did not come the way I wanted it to come. But I bless God, you know, to still have my mom. Lord knows I have so many funny stories. It's ridiculous. Like, I tell my brother all the time because he, you know, lives further. I'm like, oh, man, like, you missing it. Like, there's some good stuff. My mother has given me some great material. She has done some really awesome things. And, you know, I feel like on different levels, this just took my mindset someplace different, took my faith someplace different in Christ, even going through this process. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I talk to her, you know, I'll still pray. I'll still whisper things in her ear because this is what science knows. But I really don't know. Like, does she mm-hmm. understand anything? Mm-hmm. Or right. is it a matter of her not being able to communicate?
Right.
I was talking to her the other day, and every time I asked a question, she made a sound. So then, you know, to me, to my understanding, I'm sitting there like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind do you know what I'm that, saying? That, or do you, that, like that. I said, can you just not communicate?
Yeah, that's a hard thing because now the doctors say there's levels. Like they say my mom is at level 5. I still go lay hands on her. I say, you have the mind of Christ. Every time I pray, I'm like, I pray all the time for her. You got the mind of Christ. Even though my sister's in Maryland, I send God's word of healing and you are healed. You have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, I even tease my mom. She don't know. She laughs sometimes. I don't know if she's laughing with me or at me.
She's laughing at you.
But I tell her, I say, oh, you got it good. You got 24-hour service.
I
you got people
you.
Feeding you and all
I
that.
I won't do it.
I think you're just doing this to live it up,
this
man.
Show.
You know what I mean?
This is where we're going to go to break, come back, spotlight, and leave. This is where we're going to just let this go. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do spotlight, and then we're going to end the show, unfortunately.
We'll spot out. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. This is the Praise Radio Show, the award-winning Praise Radio Show. No, don't touch that dial.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
You want to sign up for open mic?
Sure. There is no one else on this list.
Taryn Wells?
It's Torin, but it doesn't matter.
Hey, man. You're up.
So unusual, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me. And you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can could start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's our truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. Oh, but you got my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's our truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. I fully know and love by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's our truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
DSN, The Matrix Studios Network.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Is this thing on?
Welcome back to the Praise Radio Show, the award-winning Praise Radio Show.
So we're going to go straight into Spotlight What's Right and wrap it up.
All right.
So today's spotlight is on Sahir Akir. I hope I said that right. Sahir Akir. I like that. From Ohio, and during her during treatment for depression, her therapist encouraged her to look for the beauty in every day. Just look for beautiful things. Mm-hmm. She gave her a project for 1,000 days. And as she embarked on this journey, what she decided, because she's visual, instead of, you know, just journaling, just writing it down, she decided to also take pictures of everything she saw that represented beauty to her, and she started posting it on Instagram. And as she did this, you know, it's been a blessing to those that suffer in silence. And the hashtag is I Choose Beauty. And after the project was over, she decided to continue to do it. It helped her through the winter months in Ohio. Mm-hmm. It helped her get through some difficult times. I do see some people on Instagram and on Facebook, as yourself, have been posting things that they're grateful for, or different things, just posting like about their day or journaling on different levels that I feel have been encouraging also. So I wanted to put the spotlight on her because, again, I think it's necessary so that others that are suffering in silence, whatever it is you may be going through, to know that you're not going through alone. Mm-hmm. And to understand that, you know, in this time, it is important to reach out to someone, whether it is a friend, whether it is a medical professional, your church, whomever. So, again, you're not going through this alone.
And I wanted to put the spotlight on her because I think that's awesome. I think it's creative. I think it's a blessing to those that do go check out her Instagram page. So again, it's the hashtag is I Choose Beauty. So maybe you guys could post some things that you find beautiful throughout your day or throughout your journey that we can also check it out and be encouraged by. So,
amen.
Spotlight's on her. And when is our next show?
We are November 18th at 3 p.m. Tune right back in here to the Praise Radio Show.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Praise Radio Show. You can shoot us an email at praiseradioshow@gmail.com. And we have some good news coming up for you guys, so make sure you tune in. We have some really great news, some great things that are happening in the new year. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
We thank you so much for tuning in to the award-winning Praise Radio Show. We ask that you stay blessed. We ask that you stay encouraged, stay focused. We love you, but most of all, the Lord loves you too. Peace.
I think we're going to hear from Erica Campbell and Warren Campbell last song. Yes. Nope. We're going to hear from Erica and Warren. I changed the paper.
Okay. Wrong message sent. Be blessed, y'all.
Wrong agenda.
Peace.
Oh, ha! You see? So, baby mama. You already know, though. Check it out. Hey!
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Everybody that's up in here. Though your best episode was clear, I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain. When my hands up, call it worse. Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real. And I ain't got a question now, I feel. Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. Stepping down off the work. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
Never change your mind. Never from the love of God.